is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and we're going now to a story that is building in anxiety and drama. The launch of the Webb Super Telescope. Many years in the building, billions of dollars in the building, now transported and mounted in French Guiana. And then, Bob, it's ready to fire. It's on top of the Ariane 5 rocket. They dropped it once, but they tell us nothing bad happened. Now we're ready for the launch. And what happened?
What happened? Well, they've delayed the launch at least 2 days. But that's not tentative. That's a tentative delay. What happened is they've got the Webb, James Webb Space Telescope mounted on top of the Ariane 5 rocket. And as they did this, they discovered there was an intermittent communications issue between the ground and the telescope, communicating between the ground and the telescope, intermittent. They call it an interface problem in the system that communicates with Webb while it's on top of the rocket. So they say this is a ground support problem, not had to do with the telescope. Of course, this telescope is already 10 years behind schedule and costing us 20 times its original budgeted amount. It's on top of the rocket. They had originally hoped to launch by the 22nd. They've now delayed till the 24th. It could slip to the 25th. It could slip even more. They have a window that closes on January 6th. If they don't get off by January 6th, they have to wait another week before they can try again. It's not a big window issue. But they want to be very, very careful here. They were saying that this problem would probably not have delayed most other launches, but because of the Webb telescope and the exorbitant cost and delays and the, as you say, the anxiety about getting this successfully off, they want to make sure this is fixed. Now, the technicians at Ariane 5 working for Ariane Space that are launching this for NASA, they've tried to diagnose the problem, but, quote, so far have not been able to resolve it. And so we just have to wait and see. NASA and European Space Agency are clearly going to be very careful about launching Webb, making sure everything is working before they do so.
I do note, Bob, that the target date now is Christmas Eve, December 24th. And yes, the explanation is that could slip to December 25th. Here's my concern. They launch Ariane Space and it slams into Santa Claus's sleigh. That would be the ultimate in disasters. We lose both at the same time. I'm hoping, you know how they do the air defense announcement, Santa's on
his way. Yes.
I'm hoping that they communicate that to the French, who are no longer especially keen on what happens on Christmas Eve. I'm just mentioning, Bob, because everything else has gone wrong with Jeff Webb for 10 years. So Santa or one of his reindeers getting in the way. All right, fine. We'll set that aside. The Chinese have failed in a rocket launch. To what end, Bob? What's the significance?
Well, all right. The next two stories have to do with China launches, but they have to do with a bigger story as well. China has this, I call them pseudo-private company called X-Space, which has a rocket, the Guangzhou 1A rocket. It's mostly, its first three stages are solid rocket motors, which means, and it does come from missile technology, and its upper stage is a liquid engine. And this is a pseudo-private company, which means they've gotten private investment capital out of China to pay for it, so people are looking for profit. But the company is completely controlled by the Chinese government and the military, the People's Republic, their army, because it is a missile technology, and there ain't no way any private company in China is going to get to use missile technology without close supervision from the military. Now, the Guangzhou rocket has launched about 17 times. It has had a failure about a year and a half ago, and there was a delay of almost a year while they tried to fix it. And then beginning in September, they had three successful launches in a row. But there was a failure this week. They have not said what went wrong, but it failed, and that's just a problem for China. The second story, John, is a Chinese launch that occurred this week. They have been sending up actually a lot of launches in the last week, China, And they sent up two communication satellites that he used for their manned space station. These are similar to the Tejas satellites that the NASA uses to communicate with the space station. They're putting up their own setup so that they can have 24-hour communications with the station. They successfully launched the second one on a Long March 3B rocket. What's significant about that launch, John, is the number of launches. China, that was the 48th launch, successful launch by China in 2021. And they lead the U.S. by 48 to 45 in the total launches. And for both countries, these are big numbers. For China, it's a record. They've never launched that many before. For the U.S., 45 launches, the most launches since the 60s. The U.S. has never launched this much since the 60s. On top of that, this is was the 124th successful launch in 21, which makes it the sixth most active year in the history of rocketry since Sputnik. And based on the number of launches that are planned, that have been announced for the rest of the year, maybe not Webb, we'll see, we could have the most launches ever in 2021. This could be the most, the biggest year in rocketry in the history of space. And that is like precursor to bigger years coming in the next.
Bob, quickly, we have less than a minute. Solid fuel. That was an innovation that the U.S. pioneered in 1960, way ahead of the Soviets. I don't remember a private company using solid fuel in this country. Isn't that rare, solid fuel rocket?
It's generally rare, but it's not unusual. Northrop Grumman, Orbital ATK, they bought it. They use solid rocket fuels. They built the solid rocket boosters, and they've been trying to sell rockets using that. But generally, it's missile technology.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. We're looking for water on Mars to support those future colonies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.